Sets it up to Ketrell, sends it over on a free ball. Now just tapping it over the top and putting it down is McKenna Gibbs right off of the top of the blocks there. Weigel was up there. Shelby Weigel was up there and trying to save it up, but instead it just falls down. Now back to serve it up is Ida. She puts it up to the back row. The back set, big swing. Minute goes off the blocks right at Jenna Fortin, and she can't handle it to go off her hands and out of bounds. And so a big block up front there by Jemiah Stafford, her first, and it's a 5-1 lead here. Red Devils trying to go back to Briley Minnick. She just had to tap it over. Stafford brought it right back to her. Now Ketchrell trying to go with the kill from the left side, and it's blocked right back at her by Gibbs. Here's the set down the middle for Richardson. High off the blocks. Fortin tried to read it, put it up with one hand. Instead, it'll fall down, and it's a 6-1 early lead here. Richardson already with her second kill. So Richardson with a kill makes it 6-1. Lobs it up at the back right corner for Minnick. Over to Larson, the bump set back to Minnick. She'll just roll it up over the top. Richardson on the bump set outside Gibbs. Two-hand swat from the 10-foot line. Larson comes in, bump sets it up front here to Ketchrell. Rolls it off the top of the blocks. Great sliding dig there by Ida. Now Richardson trying to send it over on a free ball and put a little too much oomph behind it. And we'll send it way out. So attack air 2 for the Wildcats. Makes it 6-2 here in set number 1. Lobbing it up over the top of the back row. Great dig there by Daly. Now big swing here from Gibbs. Puts it down almost. Kept alive by Larson. Sent over on a free ball. Ball runs onto the court. And they'll say the Red Devils no. They'll just replay the point as there was a ball going on to the court from the JV side of things. So set number 1. 6-2 here. Briley Minnick will be back to serve for the Red Devils. Minnick lobs it up over into the back left corner. Great dig right there by Daly. Sends it up outside. Just tapping it right back over the top is Stafford. Now Maria Rodriguez puts it up into the back left corner. Gets him out of rotation when she does it and gets herself a kill. Great job by Maria Rodriguez finding the open spot with that two-hand swat over. And it makes it 6-3. Briley Minnick again back to serve here for the Red Devils. Minnick will lob it up over the top. Puts it up into Ida in the middle. The back set this time. Now Stafford just throws it in between the blocks. Fortin with the dig. Ketchrell over the top of the blocks. Great dig in the back row there by Daly to the outside. Big swing coming. Stafford puts it down. Fortin there to dig it out from the 10-foot line. The set into the back row. Just two hands swatting it over is Briley Minnick. The setup for Richardson down the middle, and she's able to get the kill. Callie Richardson with her second one of the night makes it 7-3, and it's a 4-point lead here for the Wildcats. Wildcats coming off of the state tournament appearance last year, third place at the state tournament. Had to get through Greeley County in the sub-state round to get to the state tournament. It seemed that they lost to a couple of times in the regular season, did that, and performed very well at the state tournament. Down the middle, Larson sends it over on a free ball. Now big swing coming here from the outside for Benish, and it'll go off the blocks and down for a kill. Elsie Larson, the last hope with a great dive, but couldn't be able to get it up. And Jersey Benish with her first kill. And it makes it 8-3, Wallace County here in set number 2. Set 1, excuse me. Back to serve, Mackenzie Wolf. Wolf puts it up in the middle here for Ketchrell. Larson sets it up outside of Maria Rodriguez. Floats it over the top of the box and down. So the 5'6 sophomore with their second kill already, and it makes it 8-4 here in set number 1. Red Devils coming off of that one set. Red Devils coming off of that first game win. Down the middle, big swing. Richardson off the blocks from Rodriguez. She gets it back. Now just taps it back over. They'll go back set this time. Big swing. And putting it down with a kill is Jemiah Stafford. This time from the left pin. And she'll make it 9-4. So Jemiah Stafford, that's someone you got to look out for. And wasn't her turn to serve. So she'll just hand it off to Callie Richardson. Richardson pops it up over the top. Great dig, Minnick. Down the middle of the back set this time. Ketchrell lobs it up. Kept alive there in the back row by the Wildcats. Ida, the libero, sends it over on a free ball to Minnick. Down the middle, Rodriguez off the block. Saving dig right there for Wolf to the outside. Big swing, Daly. Kept alive by Minnick to the outside, Larson. And she'll bump it over. Down the middle this time, tapping it over. There was Benish, kept alive by Jory Fortin. Maria Rodriguez sends it over with a tap. And now sneaking it in is Jersey Benish with her second kill, and it makes it a 10-4 Wildcats. So they've opened up a 6-point lead here in set number one. The Red Devils were down by as many as 8 in set one of the Buffaloes and came back to win it. Jory Fortin sets up Larson. Big swing trying to go through the blocks. Did she get the touch? No. And so they'll say it goes out on her. Just the second attack here for the Red Devils after they had 24, according to my calculations, there in set one. This one on the serve from the Wildcats, and Kelly Richardson will go out. So service error number one there. Red Devils get a free point back. It'll make it 10-6. Into the back row, and tapping it over on the blocks. There was a free pass from Richardson, and tapping it right back in their face is Elsie Larson, her first block. And it now makes it 11-6 is what they got on the scoreboard. The outside big swing, Daly off the top of the blocks. Kept alive up front there, but they'll call a lift on the Red Devils. So do apologize there on the score. Kind of where the position is here of our broadcast table, the scoreboard, we can only see like the side of it, so it's kind of tough to somehow keep up on that. Fortin able to push it over here on a free ball. Now Benish will do the same thing. Fortin sets it up down the middle. Rodriguez over the top of the blocks. Stafford able to dig it out in the back row. Daly, big swing with authority. Oh, my goodness. Get out of the way of that one. Jalen Daly with her second kill. And it makes it a 7-point lead at 13-6. Do apologize about the scoreboard once again. 13-6 here in set number one. Red Devils down by 7. Stafford lobs it up here into the back row for Ketchrell. The bump set to Lippelman, who just taps it over. Wolf will keep it alive. Stafford forces it to the outside here. Johnson brings it over. Now Jory Fortin having to do the same thing. She two-hand swats it back at the Wildcats. Down the middle, big swing coming. And getting the kill down the middle will be Jersey Benish. Her third already, 14-6. Lindsay Fortin wants a timeout. We'll take one with her. 14-6 here in set number one. Red Devils down by 8 here on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from the Colby Event Center. Game number two for the Red Devils, or match number two of the day. Red Devils getting match number one underneath the books with a win, 2-1 over Rollins County. Down here in set one to Wallace County, 14-6, coming out of the Lindsay Fortin timeout as the Red Devils need a little bit of a run here, but they've been down as many as 8 against Rollins County a couple of times and came back to win some pretty big sets. Ketchrell with a great dig to the outside. Rodriguez with a big swing over the top of everybody, including the out-of-bounds line. And it'll be attack here, number three for the Red Devils. Make it 15-6. So the Red Devils trying to piece it in front here and get something going. Minnick digs it out. Now Larson, the joust at the net. Benish thought she was going to go to the right. Instead, she goes to the left and puts it down for the kill. Elsie Larson, about the only thing she could do with that. Gets her first kill, and the Red Devils will get the point here. Make it 15-7. Rodriguez with a serve to Stafford. Wolf comes in with a bump set to the outside. Daly with a rollover shot. Ketchrell digs it out in the back corner to the outside. Big swing. Larson down the left line, but she'll put it out of bounds. Attack here for the Red Devils. And just like that, the Wildcats will get it back after the kill, 16-7. So back to serve again. Here is Jersey Benish. Benish with a big jump serve, puts it up to Fortin, who dives after it. Was just a little short on it with the knees, and it'll go out. So an ace there for Jersey Benish, her first, and make it 17-7. So a 10-point lead here for the Wildcats. Benish lobs it up again. This one touches the back line, but it'll go out before doing so. And kind of just caught the last second of it, but it does go out. Service error number two for the Wildcats, 17-8. Red Devils down by 9 here in set number one. Larson back to serve, pops it up and into the net. First service error for the Red Devils. Make it 18-8 here in favor of Wallace County. Set number one, game number two of the night for the Red Devils. Red Devils won the first one, 2-1 over the Buffaloes. Wallace County, this is their first game of the night. Great sliding dig there for Ketchrell. The bump set to the outside, big swing, and it'll go into the net for Shelby Weigel. And now 19-8 lead here for the Wildcats. Wallace County beat Oberlin once last year. That's all they played each other, just once. Here's a long pass over to the back right corner. Great dig, Rodriguez. Down the middle, big swing, Brightley Minnick pops it over. Stafford with a great dig. Now just tapping it right back at him, or the Wildcats kept alive by Weigel. And Brightley Minnick just one-hand swats it over. Now a big swing here for Gibbs. Puts it up in the back left corner. Weigel with a chance here from the left pin. Off the top of the tape. Stafford keeps it alive. The back set wrapping around the antenna. They do it to the Wildcats. Larson to the outside of Weigel again from the left pin. Just shoots it long. And that one will go out. So 20-8. Wildcats here in set number one. Back to serve is Daly. Rodriguez swats it up into the air. Minnick from the 10-foot line. Down the middle! Kaboom! Briley Minnick, her first kill, and makes it 20-9. Briley with a great game, number one. 9 kills, 2 aces, and gets her first one here kind of late in the first set, but if they can get her going, Red Devils might have a shot at coming back in this one. 20-9. Lobs up to the back row. Stafford with a dig to Richardson. Down the middle! Off blocks and with a kill. So Callie Richardson, the sophomore, her third kill. And just what a team. And this Wallace County team is. They got Gibbs, they got Stafford, they got Richardson. They got Daly. They've got Benish. I mean, they've got it all. Great rotation here for the Wildcats. Sending it short. Running in to get the dig is Fortin. To the outside, two-hand swat over into the back left corner. And Briley Minnick just having to tap it over. Gets it done. So Briley's second kill. And the Red Devils get the 10th point of the night for them to make it 21-10. Red Devils down by 11 here in set number one. Briley Minnick trying to send him on a run. Minnick lobs it up and over, but just a little too strong. She was hoping Ida would go after that one, which was above her waist, which would result in them kind of getting out of rotation, but Ida doesn't bite. Service error number two for the Red Devils, and it's 22-10. Wolf back to serve. Wolf lobs it up over. Great dig right there by Minnick. Larson runs in, taps it up to Michaela Wasson. Sends it to the back row for Daly. Wolf will set it up down the middle. Richardson, big swing off the block. So Weigel kept alive by Daly. But they'll say the Red Devils go into the net and make it 23-10. Just a tough way there, especially after a big block by Shelby Weigel. Wolf back to serve again. Wolf lobs it up and sends it long. So the Red Devils will take that point. Third kill. I get 23-11. 23-11 here in set number one. Red Devils down by 12. Into the back row. Kept alive by Ida to the outside. Big swing coming here off the top of the tapes. Running in to save it is Jory Fortin. Now trying to take care of it was Elsie Larson. But right there to get it, pick it up in the back row is Benish. Now Stafford will send it over on a free ball. Kept alive by Larson to the back row. Briley Minnick, big swing over the top of the block of Richardson. They'll go to the outside this time. Here comes just a little two-hand tap over from Benish. Fortin dug it out. Then she tried to send it up front to Wasson. It's a little miscommunication between her and Ketchrell. Ball falls down. And the Red Devils now down to their last gasp here in set one, down 24-11. 24-12, excuse me. Lobs it up into the back row for Fortin. Down the middle here for Wasson with a big swing off the blocks. Wolf kept it alive, but it will fall down. And so the Red Devils will get a point on the kill from Michaela Wasson, her first of the night. Make it 24-13. 9-point game. Red Devils, 11-point game, excuse me. Lobs it up over the top here to the back row. And out of rotation will be the Wildcats. And head coach Krotich for the Wildcats, wanting to know what happened there. She gets the explanation. So back to a 10-point game, 24-14. Ketchel back to serve, lobs it up to the back row. Great serve right there to the outside. Daly just punches it right over. Fortin sets it up outside left pin. Elsie Larson off the tape. And into the net, they say, are the Wildcats. And to make it 24-15, Red Devils down to set points have been doing it. So this is set point number 5 already. Ketchrell lobs it up into the back row. Great dig right there by Richardson. Big swing. Stafford, it's into the net. 24-16. Red Devils down by 8. And down by as many as 11 or more in this set. Now just down by 8. Ketchrell pops it over. Richardson digs it out. Wolf sets it up outside. Daly, big swing and a kill. My goodness. Jaylee Daly takes care of it. 25-16, set one win for the Wildcats. We'll take a break. Be back with set number 2 here from Colby. Red Devils lose set one, 25-16. It's Red Devil Volleyball at 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from the Colby Event Center. One set in the books, and it's all Wallace County as they get the set one win, 25-16. Red Devils with a late run there, as they were able to kind of cut the lead down to 24-16, but Wallace County able to etch out the last point. See if the Red Devils can use some of that momentum here, as they will have the serve to start. Set number 2. So Wallace County, off of that third place finish last year, they're wanting a little bit more, and you can tell with the way that they are playing here, as they are off to a hot start. Up one set to none. And it'll be Jersey Benish back to serve. Lobs it up to Ketchel in the back row. Goes off of her chest. Larson comes in to save it. Fortin and Lippelman with a little bit of miscommunication. It'll drop down and go down as an ace for Jersey Benish. Her second of the night. 1-0 lead now for the Wildcats in set 2. Lobs it up and sends it long. And to make it 2-0. So the Red Devils will take that for service here for the Wildcats. Back to serve it up is Elsie Larson. Larson with a great day today, especially down the stretch in that Rawlins County match. Lobs it up to Richardson in the back row. The set up front too close. Just tapping it over will be Daly with a punch to the outside. Weigel from the left pin over the top of the blocks. Now long set outside. Big swing here for Gibbs. Takes it up off of Ketchrell. Now joust to the net. Won by the Wildcats as they send it over right at Fortin. Kind of goes off of her hands out of bounds, and it's a 3-0 lead. So it'll be Gibbs with the kill there. A lot of jousting at the net on that one, and finally Gibbs just said, got enough of this, and just sent it hard. This will be Daly on the serve with a hard serve right at Ketchrell. It'll be over on a free pass, almost drops down. They go to the outside here again with Gibbs, off hands, kept alive by Rodriguez. Big set to the outside, Weigel over the top of the blocks and down. But before that, they say the Wildcats are under the net. The Red Devils will take the point either way and make it 3-1. So the Red Devils finally get their first point here as set 2. And oh, they've got the score at 2-2. So 2-2, Red Devils on the attack. Weigel now just bumps it over. Richardson into the back right corner. Minnick sets up Ketchrell, puts it off the top of the tape. And now Minnick sends it over on the free pass and down for the kill. So Briley Minnick with her third kill of the night, and it gives the Red Devils their first lead of the whole entire match here at 3-2. And Lindsay Fortin was looking at the scoreboard there. Hopefully everything's okay. Down the middle, Richardson, big swing, and Larson's able to dig it out. Minnick sends it up short here for Ketchrell, who pops it up over the top of the blocks. The set to the middle, outside Gibbs from the left pin, and she's able to get it down for the kill. So Gibbs will make it 3-3. Gibbs with her third kill. 3-3 here in set 2. Red Devils down one set to love. Trying to come back and win it here. As that ball went up into the grandstands here, kind of landed in between some chairs, and a little kid able to run it down and throw it back onto the court. So Jalen Ida will come in to serve it up. Ida lobs it up into the back left corner. Great dig right there by Rodriguez. Bump set up. Riley Minnick down the right line. Put it in. Yes, it was. Or do they say it just went long? No, they say it was in. So 4-3. Riley Minnick with kill four. And the Red Devils with a one-point lead here in the second set against the Wallace County Wildcats. Down one set, oh. Lobs it up into the nets. Service error three for the Red Devils. So Rawlins County technically the host of this triangular, but with the gym under construction, having to be held here in Colby, just like it kind of was all last year. This one barely goes over the top of the net. Ketchrell on the free pass, put over by Richardson. Ketchrell sets up Minnick out of the back row off the block of Richardson. Wolf will now set it up outside. Here's a big swing over the top. No, but Ish just sends it short down the middle. Minnick, and she won't be able to get that one to go in. Eighth attack here for the Red Devils, and we're knotted up at 5-4, excuse me. So 5-4, Wildcats in front by one. Puts it up, Wolf barely over the top of the tape. Larson runs in, now gives it off to Rodriguez, who puts it over on the bump. Richardson just swats it back over from the 10-foot line. Larson on the set to Rodriguez down the middle. Running in to get it is Ida. Wolf, the joust at the net, won by Ketchrell and down. And Krotish thought there might have been a touch of the net there, but we're knotted up at 5 apiece. It's a great job up front by Rodriguez along with L.C. Larson. Lobs it up in the middle for Ida. The bump up, putting it over on the free ball is Benish. Jory Fortin outside and down the left line is L.C. Larson. Back-to-back kills. She's got three, and the Red Devils take a lead at 6-5. So the Red Devils in front by one. Lobs it up over the top. Here is Fortin to the outside. Big swing for Benish, but she sent it long and out of bounds. So attack here, just number four for the Wildcats. Doesn't happen too often. And it's 7-5. Red Devils by two. Fortin sends it short and gets it in for an ace. Jory Fortin with her first ace of the night. And the freshman coming up huge here. Gives the Red Devils a three-point lead at 8-5. Fortin again going short. Kept alive by Benish. Down the middle, Richardson. Big swing off the blocks and down for the kill. So Richardson ends the run by the Red Devils and cuts the lead back to two at 8-6. Red Devils with an 8-6 lead here in set two. Lost set one, 25-16. But rallied back after being down as many as 13. Lobs it up into the middle. Here's Larson. Big swing and a big kill. Kaboom, Elsie Larson. Fourth one for her, 9-6, and the Red Devils' lead is at 3. So the Red Devils not going away quietly, just like they have all season long. Ketchrell lobs it up into the back left corner. Great dig right there. Down the middle, big swing coming from Benish. Takes a little off of it. Minnick digs it out. They'll go to her in the back row behind the 10-foot line. Did it go in? Yes, it no. Just a little bit long. And so, actually, no, they say it was in. I thought the official pointed the other way. So, Bradley Minnick with her fifth kill of the night. Lobs it up outside. Here's a big swing, but shooting it long is Stafford. So, attack here, 5-11-6. Krotish, Gabrielle Krotish of the Wildcats wants a timeout. We'll take one with her. Red Devils in front, set two, 11-6 here on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from the Colby Event Center. Red Devil Volleyball on 101.1 KFNF as the Red Devils out to a five-point lead here in set two. Down one set to none. It's 11-6. McKinnon Ketchrell back to serve out of the Wallace County timeout. Lobs it up into the back row. Great dig, Richardson. Wolf with the set to the outside. Daly, huge swing, but kept alive by Minnick. Now Larson, two-hand, swats it over. Up front here to Wolf. The bump set Daly again this time, but she sent it just a little too low. It goes into the nets. Attack air six, and it's a six-point lead. So the Red Devils with a 12-6 lead into the back row. Richardson, Wolf with a bad set, and to make it 13-6. So the Red Devils, after losing the first set 25-16, have opened up a 7-point lead in set two, 13-6. Ketrel under the back row. Great dig right there by Richardson. Wolf sets it up down the middle of Benish off the top of the blocks. Jory Fortin comes in to set up Larson off the top of the tape. Kept alive by Wolf. Ida, the bump set outside Daly from the 10-foot line. Dive from McCaden Ketchrell. Free pass taken care of, though, up front by Daly. Jalen Daly taking care of business. Her fourth kill, 13-7. So it ends the Red Devil run. And popping it over and in for an ace will be Jamira Stafford. Her first, and it's 13-8 here in set number two. Red Devils. Up in front by five here. Rodriguez digs out into the back right corner. Rodriguez now sends it over to the back left corner. The top of everybody. They thought she was going to go short. She goes, puts a little air underneath it and arcs it in for a kill. Maria Rodriguez, her third, and the 5'6 sophomore having her biggest match in the biggest moment. Rodriguez with a great serve to Stafford in the back row. Wolf sets it up down the middle and just tapping it over the top of everybody. And in is Jersey Benish. And that's where that experience comes in there for Benish, the junior, who was a big part of that state tournament team last year. Was just able to get a free point there and make it 14-9. 5-point lead for the Red Devils. Benish lobs it up into the back row. Sliding dig right there by Ketchrell. The bump set to Larson. She'll bump it back over up front here. The back set outside. Big swing. Daly into the net. And so Daly with the attack here, make it 15-9. That's something that didn't happen a lot for Wallace County in that first set. Hit really, really well. Now here in set two, dealing with a little more errors, and Larson putting about everything she had on that one, and it'll go way out to make it 15-10. It's a 5-point game, set number two. Red Devils trying to look for another three-set match here. Red Devils 2-1 of those so far this season. And here is this serve. And it'll go out for Wallace County. So service error number five. Looking down at the notes there when that one happened. Fortin now pops it over. Gets it off to Stafford. Now a big setup outside Gibbs. Off hands. Kept alive by Ketchrell. Up front, they'll give it right back to her. She goes off hands. Kept alive outside by the Wildcats. Richardson down the middle. Blocked up front by Minnick. Richardson tried to keep it alive and running in, trying to save it as Stafford on the other court. But it'll go out of her way. And down for a kill. So Briley Minnick up front with the block. And that one for the Red Devils will go long. So service error number five. 17-11. Excuse me. The setup outside. Big swing. Briley Minnick off the top of the tape. The setup here from Ida. Gibbs slaps it over. Bump set from Larson to Ketchrell. Rolls it up with some spin there. Able to get it Daly outside. Gibbs puts it into the nets. Another error. That's the eighth. Make it 18-11. Here in set number two. Red Devils with a 7-point lead. Down one set to none. Out of the back row for Ida. The setup outside, Gibbs too short, just taps it over. Kept alive by Jenna Fortin. Weigel rolls it over too long. 10th for her. 10th attack here, 18-12, set number two. Red Devils need to win this one to force a third set. In front by six. Wolf back to serve. Wolf lobs it up into the back right corner. Great dig right there by Minnick. The bump set back to Minnick into the back left corner. Ida with a dig. Wolf, the bump set outside. It might be too short. Off the top of the tape, kept alive by Larson. Over to McCaden Ketchrell on the left pin. She'll just bump it over. Ida comes in with a bump set up to Stafford. Goes with a roll shot over the top. Kept alive by Minnick. Now here's Ketchrell rolling it into the back row for Daly. Great rally here to the outside. Big swing and putting it down. No long. Attack error nine. Red Devils with a point, and it's a 7-point lead for the Red Devils here in set number two, 19-12. Red Devils 6 points away from center this to a third set. Fortins lobs it up front there. Daly on the free pass, tapped over from Ketrell. Stafford swats it over with two hands. There to get it is Jenna Fortin to the outside. Larson, big swing, trying to go down the left line again, but it'll go into the net. 11th attack here for the Red Devils, make it 19-13. A lot of errors on the attacking side for Wallace County, but Oberlin doing a great job of keeping the ball in play. Larson on the free pass here, but it'll go wide. And so an ace for Callie Richardson, her first. And the lead that was once at 7 is down to 5. 19-14. Richardson back to serve. Lobs it up out of the back row. Larson there to dig it out. Jory Fortin to the back row for Minnick, who barely gets it to go over the tape. Wolf digs it out to the outside. Huge swing for Stafford off the blocks. But there to get it was Ketchrell. Now Larson forces it to the middle. Gets the Wildcats out of rotation. Daly coming down with authority. Out of rotation. Out of system swing. And Daly takes care of it. Fifth kill for her, 19-15. Red Devils still by four. 6 points away from a set two victory that would force a third set in their second three-set match of the day. Richardson to the back row for Fortin. Up close here to the net. And too close. The joust will be won by Stafford with the block, her second. And it's 19-16. Jory Fortin with a great set, but just was a little too close there for Larson. 19-16 in the back right corner, just popping it up off the hands is Minnick. Now Larson runs it down the left line, but just shot it maybe an inch wide. It'll go out of bounds. Timeout on the floor, Lindsay Fortin, 19-17. We'll keep it right here in set number two, 19-17. Like to thank some more of our sponsors today. Aqua Shield Roofing, Creative Collision, Decatur Co-op, Decatur County Beef, Decatur Health, Farm Credit of Western Kansas, FNB Bank of Oberlin, Frederickson Insurance Agency. Big thank you to all of them for helping us sponsor Oberlin Red Devil Athletics here on 101.1 KFNF. The Red Devils here in set number two have been up as many as seven and now only lead it by two at 19-17. It's been a great run by the Wildcats to get back into the match. Now can the Red Devils finish it off, force a third set, and that's something that those three-set matches, they've really loved them this season. 2-1 in three-set matches so far this season. While Wallace County, 0-2, they've played in 2 three-set matches. Trying to get their first two-set victory here. Richardson puts it up over the top. Great dig right there by Fortin. The bump set from Jory Fortin. Rodriguez swats it over with two hands. The back set outside. Daly, kaboom. Great dig right there by Jenna Fortin, though. Lod back up to her. She tried to just bump it over, and she might have waited just a second too long where it was too low, and she kind of had to force it over, and instead it goes into the net. So the Red Devil lead that was as many as seven is down to one, 19-18. And the serve here from Richardson is wide. And the Red Devils will take that one. Make it 20-18. Red Devils by two. 5 points away from a set two victory. Can they get it done here? McKinnon Ketchrell back to serve for the Red Devils. She's been an ace back there today. Lobs it up in the middle of the back row for Richardson to the outside. Daly takes a little bit off of it, and it was too much as it rolls into the net. 10th attack here, and the Red Devils lead it again by three at 21-18. Can they force the third set? 21-18. Ketchrell into the back row. Great dig right there. Richardson, free pass. Larson just waited a little too long. It'll go off of her palm into the net and make it 21-19. She knew she could kill it, but mistimed the jump a little bit, and then it was back behind her back. Had to just attempt to throw it over. And now this serve here from Stafford is long, and the Red Devils lead it 22-19. Service error number seven for the Wildcats. Rodriguez gets it in here to Benish to the outside. Big swing into the net, though, for Peyton Johnson. Attack error 11, 23-19. Timeout on the floor taken by the Wildcats. We'll take one with them. Red Devils lead set to 23-19. I'm on a 1.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from the Colby Event Center. Red Devils in front, 23-19. Daly on the attack out of the break, and she puts it down with authority. That's their mainstay, Jalen Daly. Remember the name. She could be an all-stater at the end of the year. She's looking like one today with her fifth kill. And it makes it 23-20 here in set two. Sending it short is Benish. Off of the hands there of Fortin. Kept alive off the wrist. Both will say Larson goes into the net. It was right there. Larson tapped it out, but then the momentum just took her into the net. 23-21. Tough way to go right there for the Red Devils. 23-21. Daly back to serve again. Pops it up to the back row for Fortin. Minnick from the 10-foot line. Rolls it up over the top. Richardson with the dig. The back set. Daly from the left pin this time. Off the tape and down the left line for the kill. Make it 23-22. Jalen Daly with her seventh kill of the evening. 23-22. Red Devils in front by one. Benish with a serve to Fortin in the back row. The setup outside. Larson puts it up over the top. Richardson with a dig. The back set from the back row. It's going to be too short. Johnson just taps it over. Minnick with the setup outside. Larson off the tape and down for the kill to make it 24-22. Elsie Larson with a big swing and a big kill. Her fifth. And can the Red Devils fend off the Wildcats? Red Devils been in front as many as seven. Now just up by two, but they got match point. 24-22. Larson lobs it up for the back row for Gibbs. The setup back outside to her from the left pin. Off the tape. And it'll go off hands of the Red Devils down for a point. And McKenna Gibbs with her fourth kill makes it 24-23. Red Devils will have to do it without the serve. Match point. Set point number two. Daly sends it short to Ketchrell. Up front here to Larson. Down the middle. Briley Minnick. Big swing and a kill. And the Red Devils again. This time in set two with their backs against the wall. Force it set three with a 25-23 win. We'll take a break when we come back. Set three here from Colby. Red Devils, Wildcats knotted up at one apiece. It's Red Devil Volleyball on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from Colby. Red Devils force their second third set match of the day with a 25-23 win. They got out to an early 8-1 lead and coming it right back in with just enough every once in a while was Wallace County. They make it a game down the stretch, getting as close, never took the lead back. But they did get as close as a single point here or there. But the Red Devils buckle down and they get the win 25-23. The Red Devils 2-1 in three set matches this season. And this is their third three set match in their last five matches. Wallace County, all three of their matches they played this season have went to three sets. And here we are in the third one. Red Devils and Wildcats, third set, and Elsie Larson pops it out of the net for her first points, going to Wallace County to take a 1-0 lead. Felt like Wallace County maybe got back to their original ways there down the stretch to come back into it, but the Red Devils just found enough to get the win. Here's Daly with a hard serve, put it way too high, and it'll go out, so it's back-to-back service errors to start this third set and ties this up at one apiece. What a win for the Red Devils if they're able to pull this one out. Fortin into the back row. Great dig right there to the outside. Big swing off the blocks and down. McKenna Gibbs with her fifth kill of the evening and puts Wallace County in front 2-1. Red Devils with an even 3-3 record. They love to be above 500 after this one. Lobs it up over the top. Great dig right there by Jenna Ford to the outside. Big swing. Briley Minnick off the tape and down. Went right in between three Wildcats. And we're knotted up at two apiece. Briley Minnick with her seventh kill. So 2-2 in set three. Red Devils trying to go with a reverse sweep here. They did it last time. Can they do it again? Lobs it up over into the middle of the row. There. For Ida to the outside. Just tapping it up. Over the top is Stafford. Gets the Red Devils out of system. Ketchrell over on the free pass. Down the middle this time for Richardson, who just lobs it up front right corner. Larson with a sliding save. Fortin will send it over on the free pass. Here come the Wildcats on the attack again. Richardson down the middle. Harder this time. Gets Larson a little bit out of position and puts it down for a kill. So Richardson, the sophomore, with her fifth kill, make it 3-2. And I misspoke there. Red Devils won set one against Rollins County 26-24, so they saved off the reverse sweep. Here they're trying to do the reverse sweep, down 3-2 in set three. Match tied up one apiece. Wolf with the serve, hard one, twiggles the twine and brings it down. Make it 4-3. Ace for Wolf, her first. She has been just a problem back there with the serve. The Red Devils have done a pretty good job of fending her off, but that time it twiggles the twine enough and just dropped right down. So 4-2, Wildcats in front here in set three. Red Devils in desperate need of a side out. Wolf sends it hard into the net, and they get it. So ninth service error for the Wildcats. And that'll make it 4-3. Red Devils down by one. Freshman Jory Fortin in to serve. Go through her rotation. Fortin twiggles the twine herself, saved up front somehow by Richardson with a palm of her hand. She'll be the one to send it over on the free ball. Fortin is set up outside. Larson just taps it short. Richardson keeps it alive. Too short up front, and the Wildcats aren't going to be able to get to it. Elsie Larson again with a kill. Number six for her, and makes it 4-4. Fortin with a quick serve to Ida in the back row. Back set, Wolf off the blocks and down for Stafford. Just her second kill. It seems like Stafford has kind of been a big swing for the Wildcats, but hasn't had that many kills. Just her second there. Richardson back to serve. 5-4 lead for the Wildcats. Lobs it up to the back row for Minnick. The back set, Ketchrell goes short against the net. Richardson there, but she tapped it up too high. Somehow Stafford runs in and saves it. And Al Fortin just puts it over on a free ball. Wildcats on the attack. Daly, big swing. No, too long. 12th attack here. 5-5. Red Devils, after an extreme hustle play there from Stafford, able to get the point. 5-all, set 3. Ketchrell lobs it up into the back corner. Wolf down the middle. Big swing and a kill up front right there for Jersey Benish. Her fifth. That'll make it 6-5. So 6-5, Red Devils out in front. 6-5, Wildcats out in front. And that serve will go long. So just as the Wildcats seem to get a little momentum, they always have a service ace. 10th one for them. Rodriguez with a serve to the back corner. To the outside, here's Johnson with a swing. Almost got it to go down. Rodriguez saves it. Joey Fortin with the two-hand bump over. Up front here for Daly. She'll two-hand swat it over. Lippelman with a bump set to Briley Minnick, who two-hand swats it over. Stafford sets up Johnson and wraps it around the antenna. Kept alive by Ketchrell. Fortin too short for Lippelman, who just bumps it over. Great rally here to the outside. Daly trying to put it into it. Off hands, and she will. Briley Minnick got both of her hands on it, tipped it up, but no one was there to maybe help her out. And so it'll go down as a kill, the eighth for Daly, and make it 7-6 Wallace County. 7-6 Wallace County, set three. Ketchrell with a sliding dig to save it. Fortin outside. Larson offhands herself. Richardson digs it out. Gibbs over on the free ball. Here comes the Red Devils on the attack. Briley Minnick trying to just rope it over, kind of just right around the blocks into the front left corner, but send it into the net anyway. 15th attack here for the Red Devils. 8-6 lead for the Wildcats. 8-6 here in set number three. Into the back left corner. Great dig right there by Jenna Fortin. Now Elsie Larson sends it over on the two-hand bump to the outside. Big swing coming here for Gibbs. Takes a little off of it. Fortin was able to dig it out. Now Jory Fortin just throws it over into the back corner. Now a big swing coming from Daly. Took a little off and angled it. Ketchrell was there to get it. Larson sends it short and puts it down. Elsie Larson saw no one was up front. Takes care of it and makes it 8-7 here in set three. So back and forth we go. The largest lead for either team has been two, but nobody has got over that. Red Devils trying to get it back to a tie here. 8-7 lead. Long, hard serve over there in the back left corner. Now the back set, big swing. Daly off the hands of Fortin. It'll go down as a kill. And Daly again, whenever they need a kill, it seems like she ramps up the speed a little bit and makes it 9-7. So 9-7 here in set number three. Red Devils going toe-to-toe with the Wildcats. Daly with a long serve into the back row for Ketchel. Great dig out there. Down the middle, Briley Minnick. Big swing off the top of the tape. They'll try to go back to Gids here from the right pin. She takes it over and is able to put it in. So Gibbs from the right pin puts it down, give it her sixth kill and the largest lead in the third set here. 10-7. Rolls it over into the back right corner. Rodriguez and Ketchel, a little miscommunication. It's down for an ace for Daly, her first. And 11-7, Wildcats have opened up a four-point lead. Timeout on the court taken by head coach Lindsay Fortin. We'll take one with her. It is 11-7 here in set number three. Red Devils down by four. I'm on a 1.1 KFNF. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back here from the Colby Event Center, where the Red Devils are battling out here in the third set, down by three. And it goes into Minnick into the back row, lobs it up. Minnick going down with a kill, kept alive right there by Stafford. Bumped up. Now they'll send it over on a free ball here. Kept alive. They'll go to the outside. Noah back set. Big swing coming from Lippelman, and she had it blocked right back at her. Larson tried to keep it alive. It was Gibbs up front there with the block. Her first, and it makes it 12-7. It's out to a five-point lead here. To the outside, a big swing into the back row. Minnick will now come up. Just taps it over. Almost got it to go down. Johnson there to save it. Now Stafford will send it over on the free ball into the back right corner there for Rodriguez. The bump set up front. Wasson using the momentum to her advantage to send it over really hard. Now here comes backhand putting it down with a kill is Gibbs. Her seventh kill, 13-7. The offense has run through her on this run to get him back into the lead. Lobs it up over to the back left corner. Great dig right there. They'll go down the middle here this time for Minnick. She sets it up to the outside. Now putting it up over the top is Larson. And she'll give it up here to Wasson. Wasson to the outside, tapping it back over. But instead it's just a little too short there for Johnson. Attack air number 13 for the Wildcats. Make it 13-8. 13-8 here in set three. Fortin lobs it up over to the back row, down the middle. Big swing. Johnson rolls it off the top of the tape. Kept alive with a call of four hits. Into the back row off the serve. 13-9. Red Devils. After the four hits here, Red Devils down by four. Richardson in the middle sends it over on a free ball. Up front, Larson trying to do the same thing. Tapped up. It's just kind of a front row melee there, and the Red Devils will get called for the four hits, and it makes it 14-9. So lobs it up over into the back right corner. Great dig there for Minnick. They'll go back to her, and the kill try goes into the net. Attack here, 16 for the Red Devils, 15-9. So it was back and forth there to the first to 10. Now Wallace County has opened up this 15-9 lead. Dig from Fortin. Larson with a setup. Ketchel rolls it over too wide on the right side and out of bounds. So the air's kind of stacking up for the Red Devils. 16-9 in the third set. Bombs it up. Great dig there into the back row. The bump set back outside. Minnick with a great rollover shot. The dig there from Ida. Bumps it up to Gibbs, who just sends it over short. Now Wasson with a bump set up to Minnick, and she tried to go over the top of her head into the back left corner and sends it long. And to make it 17-9, we got a timeout on the floor. We will take one with them. Red Devils down 17-9 here in set number three. It's Red Devil Volleyball, 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from the Colby Event Center, where the Red Devils are out down here in set three after coming back to win set two, 25-23, down in set three, 17-9. Down the middle, here comes a big swing from Michaela Wasson, and she wasn't able to get it to go as it goes into the net. 19th attack error for her. 19th attack error for the Red Devils, I should say. And it's 18-9, 9-point lead, sending it short. Rodriguez there, the back set too close, trying to punch it over. Is Minnick, it'll go into the net. And when it rains, it pours, you could say, as the Red Devils just haven't been able to get that run going. Ida back to serve again here for the Wildcats. Lobs it up to the back row for Minnick. They'll go back to her off of a bump set from Larsenoff. Blocks! Kept alive. Stafford was ready to celebrate, but it's kept alive. Sent over from Fortin, wrapping it around the antenna and putting it in along the back line. Oh my goodness. No, they just say it went long, so the Red Devils will take that point and make it 19-10. 14th attack error for the Wildcats. 19-10, 9-point lead. Into the back row, Minnick. Great dig right there by Ida. The bump set back outside. Huge swing and a kill for Jemiah Stafford. Her third, 20-10. The Red Devils did such a great job in that third set. Got out to a couple of big leads to where Wallace County could not make their way back into it. And here they're the ones down big, down by 10, 20-10, set three, match tied up at one apiece. Wolf with a serve, Ketchrell digs it out, Larson with a bump set, over to Wasson from beyond the 10-foot line out of bounds, puts it over on the free pass. Wolf down the middle, Richardson, big swing, and it's in for a kill. Callie Richardson in the middle with six kills tonight, 21-10, out to an 11-point lead. Wallace County and Oberlin, it's been a battle, and it was a battle at the start of this third set, but Wallace County has continued a nice run here to open up an 11-point lead, but Wolf got too much on top of that one. It'll be service error number 11. Make it 21-11, 10-point game. Red Devils got some points to work with, but really need to go on about a 4 or 5 point run here. Fortin into the back left corner for Stafford. They go to the outside. Benish with the swing, and Fortin! Jenna trying to slide and get the dig. Instead, it'll go off her hands and out of bounds. Jersey Benish with their sixth kill. Wallace County still looking for win number one on the season after 2 3-set losses to both Oakley and Scott City. Richardson to Larson. Back set. Ketchrell, big swing, rolls it up over the top. And the Red Devils just cannot seem to get that run that they need. 23-11. Richardson back to serve again. Richardson lobs it up to Larson into the middle. And Rodriguez will pump it up over to Richardson in the middle again. Wolf with the bump set. It'll go over on a free pass. Red Devils with the attack here. Larson, big swing. Richardson kept it alive. I think she thought it was going to be in there along the back line, so she just put the hands out. It'll go off of them and out of bounds and make it 23-12. LC Larson with a big kill. That's number 8 for her on the day, and the Red Devils lead it, and the Wildcats still lead 23-12. Red Devils trying to make their way back into it. Wolf with a back set. Big swing here for Stafford off the tape. Kept alive there by Ketchrell. Minnick from the back row. Too short into the net. 22nd attack here for the Red Devils unofficially, and it's 24-12. Match point here for the Wildcats. 24-12. Stafford trying to win it with a serve, and she serves it wide left. Number 12. So the Red Devils have got the serve down by 11. And we're at the same position in set one and made their way back into it a little bit. Cut it to 8. Almost got an ace there. Yes, they will. Maria Rodriguez with the ace. And she has had herself probably her best match of the season. 3 kills and now an ace. And that one couldn't have come at a more perfect time. 24-14. Red Devils down by 10. Digging it out, Benish. Wolf to Daly. Rolls it over. Catcher with a dig. Jory Fortin with a bump set. Now sent over from the Red Devils, and Larson, Daly to win it! No, they say it was just wide, and the Red Devils get the points. So 15th attack error there, 25-14, 9-point game. Rodriguez into the back row for Benish. Wolf sets it up to Johnson for the win. No, Lippelman sets it up, punching it over Larson. To Richardson to the back row. Wolf to the outside. Daly, big swing here. And it goes off of the hands of Rodriguez out of bounds. And that'll do it. So 25-15. Wallace County gets the win in set number 3. Red Devils kept it close till 10 points. And then Wallace County proved to be just a little bit too much. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, here from Colby. We'll get you your final numbers and wrap things up. Red Devils with a tough loss here in two sets to one to Wallace County. It's been Red Devil Volleyball on 101.1 KFNF. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back here from the Colby Event Center, wrapping things up tonight as the Oberlin Red Devils finish the day 1-1. They take down Rollins County in their first match of the day, 2-1, but fall just a bit short in the second match of the day to Wallace County, 2-1. They would lose the first set 25-16, but would open up a couple of big leads in set two, which were too much to overcome for the Wildcats. And the Red Devils would win set two, 25-23, but come up a bit short in the third and final set. He was really close to about 10 points, and then Wallace County kind of took over, and they get the win 25-15 in set number three. Take you through individual numbers. Wallace County, Jersey Benish finishes with 6 kills and 2 aces. Jemiah Stafford, 3 kills, 2 blocks, 1 ace. Jalen Daly, 9 kills and an ace. 7 kills and 1 block for McKenna Gibbs. And for Callie Richardson, 6 kills, 1 block, 1 ace. And Mackenzie Wolf finishes with an ace on the night. For Wallace County as a team, 12 service errors and 15 attack errors. For the Oberlin Lady Red Devils tonight, individually in this match, 1 ace from Jory Fortin, 1 kill from Michaela Wasson, 8 kills and a block from Elsie Larson, 3 kills and an ace from Maria Rodriguez, 7 kills and a block from Briley Minnick. Red Devils once again losing this one 2-1. They would lose set one 25-16, win set two 25-23, lose set three 25-15. Overall, Red Devils as a team, 22 attack errors, 6 service errors. So the Red Devils now will drop to 3-4 on the season, and we'll have to wait a little bit until their next match, till Saturday when they head to the Gove County Classic in both Grainfield and Grinnell. Going to be a good one. A lot of great teams there. Red Devils walked away with a third-place plaque last season down there. So they were able to came back, and they lost their first match of the day and then worked their way back with a bunch of wins and beat Golden Plains twice that day. They lost to Golden Plains originally to open up the day, made their way back to get into that third and fourth-place match, and ended up beating Golden Plains in the final match of the day to get the win for the third-place plaque there. So they love nothing more than that. Next time, we will have them on the airwaves coming up. Going to be a little bit till our next Red Devil broadcast. It'll be coming up on Tuesday, September 24th from Logan, when the Red Devils will take on the Logan Palco Trojans and Shylin. Red Devils were able to beat them both last year at home. Now it's in Logan, so we'll have the coverage there, as well as on our KFNF YouTube channel. Don't forget, we'll have Oberlin Red Devil football coming up again this Friday. We're going to take one more final break. When we come back, wrap things up here from Colby. Red Devils with a tough loss in a match number 2, 2-1, but they did win their first match 2-1. We'll be back with more here from Colby in just a second on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from the Colby Event Center, wrapping things up tonight as the Red Devils finish with a 1-1 record on the night. They beat Rollins County, lose to Wallace County to finish out the night. And we're joined alongside with Lady Red Devil head coach Lindsey Fortin. Boy coach, 1-1 night, you got to be happy. Take down Rollins County, a team that you lost to last week in a really back-and-forth three-set match. And then you go to three sets with a tough Wallace County team. Pretty good night, right?
Yeah, right. You know, those three sets wear you out, but they're worth it, you know, because you're in the game still. So you want to do it, and especially when you get the win like we did against Rollins County.
Yeah, and you were able to take them down 28-26 there in that final set, and it seemed like you were getting a great night from everybody. Briley obviously had a great night. Elsie, I thought, did. But, you know, Maria Rodriguez stepped in. Jory had a really good night. It was kind of everybody's night tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a really balanced effort, and even on defense, you know, McCaden's picking up balls that maybe Jenna didn't get to. Jenna's picking up balls that, you know, somebody else didn't get. So I thought everybody contributed and really did a good job.
And another a great night there in that kind of second set as well. After kind of getting, you know, you could say a little bit blown out there in that first set, 25-16,
right.
But to rally back, get a big lead to start it out, you had to be pretty impressed with how the girls responded, right?
Right, yeah. We've done a good job all year of, like, you know, rallying and coming back. We just need to be able to sustain that throughout the set and the match. And we talked about that afterwards in the locker room, you know, those bad sets. You got to let that one go and go on to the next one and just kind of limit what you can do and just give your best effort no matter if you're down or not. So
yeah, and that's a tough Wallace County team. They bring a lot back from that state tournament team last year, and they've got, you know, weapons all the way around. So to take them to three sets, I mean, obviously you'd like to win, and you can, you know, take it with a grain of salt, but still a pretty good day on that front.
Oh yeah,
right?
it gives our girls confidence even if they lost. You know, they played with them, they were competing against them, and we've talked about several times our schedule doesn't necessarily get any easier.
Yes.
So we always have those teams, so we just need to be be confident in ourselves and go out and play our best no matter who we're playing against.
Yeah, and you know, we kind of mentioned it was everybody's night. I thought Maria had a really great match there in that match against Wallace County. It seemed like, you know, whenever you guys needed that spark to kind of get back into the match, especially in that first and third set when things might have been getting out of hand, mm-hmm. She did a pretty good job of giving you that life, didn't she?
Yeah, she's gaining confidence all the time, and she's really good about, if I tell her something, you know, she's trying her darndest to do what she's asked and doesn't want to let any of the girls down and stuff. So she's willing to put in the work, and you can see that she's getting better every time we go out.
Get another tough tournament coming up this weekend down there in Gove County with Wheatland, Grinnell, and a bunch of other teams as well. It's going to be a tough one. You guys had some success down there last year and going to try to repeat it this year, aren't you?
Right. We always, you know, try to hope to get to that championship bracket out of the pool play. So, you know, you got to play good in the morning because there's no easy teams or anything like that. You got to bring your best effort from the beginning. So we're excited to, you know, get a chance at some teams that haven't seen yet, but also some that we have, and try to get that redemption like against Wheatland. So,
all right, Coach. Well, thanks for being able to sit down with us. Congrats on the win. Tough one in the second one, but congrats on a good night.
All right. Thank you very much.
Once again, head coach Lindsay Fortin after the Red Devils finished the day 1-1. We'll take one more final break and wrap things up here from Colby. Wrapping things up here one more final time from Colby, where the Red Devils finished today with a 1-1 record. They beat Rollins County in three sets, 26-24, losing set 2, 25-14, come back to win set 3, 28-26, losing in three sets to Wallace County, losing set 1, 25-16, but wrapped around a win set 2, 25-23, and they get the tough loss there in set 3, 25-15. Once again, we'll be back with Red Devil Volleyball again coming up in a couple of weeks anyway on Tuesday, September 24th. When the Red Devils travel to Logan to take on Logan Palco and Shy Lynn. So we'll be there with that one. Don't forget, we got Red Devil football coming up this Friday. Red Devils meet up with Dighton. That'll do it for us here from Colby. Red Devils finish the day 1-1. Big win over Rollins County. I'm Sam Knoll, signing off, saying so long and good night.